This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January the 29th. Today's Bible verse is the same Bible passage we were discussing for the last several days, Romans 8:30. It says there, "Those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified." End of quote. We discussed yesterday an essential aspect of Christ believers' future glory is the transformation of their bodies to look like the glorious body of our Lord Jesus Christ after his resurrection. 1 John chapter 3 verse 2 says, "Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not appeared as of yet what we shall be. We know that when he, Jesus, appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him just as he is." End of quote. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 51 to 53 emphasizes how and when the glorification happens for the believers who live at the time of Christ's appearance in the cloud, that is called the rapture. It says all of us will not die, but all the believers who live at that time shall be changed instantaneously. It says, listen, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, the already dead believers will be raised imperishable, and we who live will be changed. For the perishable, the body that was perishable, must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. It says when this happens, death is swallowed up in victory. You see, God gives us his glorious victory over death through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. In a moment, the word moment is a Greek scientific word from which the English word atom derived. In those days, when the epistle was written, the atom was considered the smallest indivisible part of the matter. Thus, the indication is this: in the smallest possible length of time, the Lord will come in the clouds, and all living Christians who put their faith in Christ will be changed. The description of the time, another description of the time is the twinkling of an eye. It takes 1/50th of a second to blink an eye, and a person blinks 25 times in a minute. And the twinkling of an eye is even shorter than a blink of an eye. And the third description is at the last trumpet. You see, Roman armies summoned to march by three trumpet blasts. The first communicates, "Be prepared," and the soldiers and the horses would quickly get ready. The second trumpet means soldiers would form and fall into line. And at the third and the final trumpet, the Roman armies start marching. At the last trumpet, in the very smallest length of time, all the living Christians would be with the Lord in the clouds. Now listen, thousands and thousands of Christ believers already died. What is going to happen to them is the focus of the passage in 1 Thessalonians 4:13 to 18. It says there, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about the believers who died." It says God will bring with him those who have died in Jesus. This means when a believer in Christ dies, his or her spirit goes to the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, as 2 Corinthians 5:8 and Philippians 1:23 tells us. The Lord will bring them with him to the clouds from heaven at the glorious event of the rapture. It says the Lord will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and already dead believers' body will be resurrected first. The believers' spirits who were in the presence of the Lord will be brought down to the clouds and united with the glorified new bodies. 2 Corinthians indicates the spirits in the absence of the glorified body in heaven is in an intermediate state with Christ. And that would be clothed, that spirit would be clothed with the new marvelous glorious dwelling, glorious and heavenly bodies from heaven. 2 Corinthians 5:2-3. You see, Christ believers' salvation would be complete with the redemption of their bodies at the above described time and event. Romans chapter 8 verse 23 says, "A believer in Christ has the first fruit of the Spirit now when we live here on the earth." Our joyful experiences of salvation are the first fruit of the Spirit. However, it does not end there. The final stage of redemption happens with the glorification of our present, lowly, humble bodies. It is good to listen to what Romans 8:23 says, listen, it says, we ourselves, referring to the believers in Christ, having the first fruit of the Spirit, grown within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body. End of quote. Christ believers, that means those who listen to the word of the truth, the gospel, and believed in it, they taste the appetite now because of the Holy Spirit given to them as a pledge or down payment for their future inheritance. Ephesians 1:13-14. You see, the main course or the completion of the final salvation is the future, when our lowly, humble, perishable, and mortal bodies are exchanged with a glorious body like the body of Jesus Christ. This is attained by the exertion of His power, by which He subjects all things in this universe to Himself. Beloved, would you pray with me today? Father in heaven, I wonder at your beautiful plan of salvation. I thank you because you included me also in your eternal purpose and plan. I praise and worship you, Lord. I believe in your gospel that your Son Jesus Christ died, buried, and rose again for my sins. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Please save me today. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.